Oh, g'day, Josh. Going back to those old jerseys, mate. They're sensational, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I used to run around in Dad's one when I was about 12 that fit me, and I think it was a bit loose on him. But, yeah, they were great jerseys back in the day, and hopefully we see a few of them this week from the other teams as well.
Josh, I was about to say that. When did you outgrow your Dad's jersey? Yeah.
Yeah, it was about 12 when I think they started becoming a bit too tight on me, so... yeah, it gives you a fair indication of how small he was as a player, but yeah, he played well above his weight.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. One of the real entertainers of our game. Josh, we were joking earlier that it'd be nice maybe to have one round without the bunker. What are your thoughts to celebrate retro round?
Yeah, it seems to be in the spotlight a fair bit lately. I think we've had a couple of calls that haven't gone our way as well, but... you know, they're under a fair bit of pressure, and
sure,
they can only do as best they can. And I guess, you know, the fans are the ones that are the ones that get the most angry with it, not the players.
Josh, obviously things need to turn around. There's no doubt we're backing you over the Dragons this weekend, but it must have been a bit perplexing what went on against the Cowboys last week.
Yeah, look, it definitely didn't see that one coming. I guess you can say we were exceptionally bad and they were exceptionally good. You know, we turned over the ball in the first set and then spent the next 10 minutes on our try line. A player like JT just kept on getting repeat sets and putting us under pressure. I think at half time we'd made over 200 tackles, and some games you can get away with making about 240. So,
yeah,
we expended a lot of energy in that told... in the second half, our attack, when we had the ball, we were just too tired to do anything with it. So we definitely learned a lot of lessons out of that game. And as you said, when you lose a game like that, you just want to get out on the field straight away and prove that that it wasn't up to your standard.
It was funny because the word blockbuster gets used too often, but that truly was. And I think everyone was saying, well, at least we'll know where the Cowboys and the Bulldogs are after this particular game. But... That wasn't really the Bulldogs, was it?
No, it's not a true reflection of the way we can play. As I said, they were exceptionally good, and we just didn't hold on to the ball. Every time we tried to get a chance to mount pressure, we dropped the ball, and they came up the other end and got a repeat set or held on to the ball. And it wasn't a true reflection of the way we played. We were definitely disappointed in the performance we put up against the Premiers.
Yeah, mate, you've been out there most of the year for the Bulldogs. You've been consistent. You got the 5 tries. You're getting you're getting enough ball. Would you like to see a bit more ball?
Oh, you'd like to see a bit more. I feel like my attack this year has been really good, and I feel dangerous when I have the ball in hand. So it's up to the halves to try and get us the ball. And if the forwards are on the front foot, well, then, it makes their job easier to get the ball out wide. But... hopefully I can cross the stripe against the old club this week. It would be nice.
Big raps made on your brother, Brett, and his return has been outstanding. I mean, just his ability to find that try line. You can see how much you missed him when he wasn't there.
Yeah definitely. He's really passed this year and only needs half a chance to turn it into a try. And it's a full credit to him and the rehab staff and the conditioning staff to get him in the best shape possible so that when he came back, he didn't look like he missed a beat.
Mate, if there was one thing that Desi's been working on this particular week, what would it be? And I guess the second part is, how does he react to something like last Thursday night?
Des is pretty critical in his analysis, and yeah, he would have looked at all the stats. And I guess when you're completing that around 60%, you don't really give yourselves a chance of winning a game these days. So, if you're completing up around that 80% mark and you're not making as many tackles, then you give yourself a lot more energy in attack. And that's something that he spoke about this week, just showing a bit more respect for the ball. And obviously, we got 7 tries scored against us on the weekend. He wasn't too happy about that, so there's definitely been a bigger focus on defence as well.
And just final one from me, mate, taking on the Dragons, they're pretty hapless at the moment. They're really not performing as they should. How do you take them on? Do you see it as a bit of a banana skin?
It's definitely a dangerous game. you know, we're talking about retro round and Paul McGregor, the coach, he would know the history between the Dragons and the Bulldogs. They were big rivals throughout the 80s.
Yeah.
Every game I've played against them since I've been at the club has been no different. Both teams go out there and play tough and want to win. So, we're certainly expecting a big game from the Dragons this week.
I think retro round's a great concept. Seems like everyone's behind it. Everyone's excited by it, mate. We thank you for your time and play well on the weekend against your old club, the Dragons.
No worries. Just quickly, the Bulldogs are running a promotion this weekend as well. So if you get a gold medal off the Sapphires, it has a unique code and anyone can get it. If you match the code, you can win $5,000. So good incentive to get out to the football and watch us play this weekend as well. Yeah.
Good on you, Josh. That's fantastic, mate. And thanks to your sponsors as well. Josh Morris, play well.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. That's Josh. So thanks to JCAR, BSC, Kogan, police sunglasses and much more. So that's $5,000. So on arrival at the stadium, be sure to collect your gold medal sticker from one of the Sapphires. Each sticker contains a unique number, and each unique number, regardless of whether you support the Bulldogs or the Dragons, has you in the chance to win $5,000 cash or one of the runner-up prizes as well. So,
okay.
So that's
a Dragon can win it.
It doesn't matter if you're a Doggy supporter, a Dragon supporter, okay. You go in the running to win $5,000 in cash.
And Slats, you mentioned it. I think you described it well, banana skin game. The Dragons are $6.50.
See, it's that.
Oh, complete with right props. There. Complete with props.
Look how black it is. Is that one of your old ones?
That's our budget. That's our prop department budget there. $6.50, the Dragons. The Bulldogs at tab.com.au. A very, very short $1.12. They'll be a lot better than they were last week. And the opposition's not quite as good as the Cowboys. But that's it. $1.12, tab.com.au. They're getting 16.5 start, the Dragons, if you like them, at $1.90.